Our guest in the cafe this morning is Byron Taylor with the Greenville Chamber of Commerce. Byron, good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Well, great, and thanks for coming. Story in the Herald Banner recently that 100 new homes going to be built in Greenville.
That is correct. That's a gentleman by the name of Larry Ellis. He's with Texas Accent Homes, and he's going to be bringing some houses into the North Greenville area as well as into the southern area of Greenville.
And I was really interested in that particular point. Not a lot of them, but it's good news to see some new homes and some very nice new homes going into that that North Greenville area.
Yes, that is correct. I had an opportunity on Friday to tour one in North Greenville. It's a small footprint home. It's beautiful for that particular area of town, and then I was taken to the southern area over in the Jack Finney area over near L3, and they are building some new frame homes. I had an opportunity to build one, go in through one that was already built and one that was just now getting framed up.
Now, the one in North Greenville has already been built?
That is correct.
Oh,
it's
really?
Finished.
Uh-huh. And where is that located?
I don't remember the name of the street, but it's over kind of about near the Boys and Girls Club area.
Yeah, good. But these houses supposedly going to be in the $200,000 to $300,000 range.
Somewhere in there, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so very good. And the largest group of them will be in a subdivision there off of Farm Road 1570 out near L3.
That's correct. There's a new subdivision actually going in there next to Memoryland Park.
Yeah, so this is good for Greenville, and we'll be watching that develop as the months go by. Well, you're getting ready for something called Hunt County Days here in about a month or so, March 1st and 2nd in Austin.
That is correct. We do this every 2 years in conjunction with our legislature down in Austin. We round up anybody that's interested in going with us, citizens, elected officials, municipalities, water districts, energy districts, and things like that. And we go down to Austin collectively. Some go down by car, some on their own. Some of them go down by bus with us. We prefer everybody to take the bus with us. We still have about 25 seats left on the bus, and we go down there and we talk with our legislators and our topics this year that we're going to be talking to them with are on economic development, tourism, transportation, education, healthcare, and taxation.
So you go for a two-day period, and you talk to other than our own state representative and state senators, you talk to other legislators in Austin.
Yes, other legislators in other departments, TxDOT and other departments, and let them know what we're needing in Hunt County. And this is an opportunity for us in our area to kind of help foster what it is that we actually want in our area. As a matter of fact, the lights here in Commerce that they've installed to keep mm-hmm. the students safe has been a product of those efforts.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good to know. All right, something else that you have coming up, and that's actually nearer on the calendar, and this is something new called the Business Training Series starting February 24th, and this is in conjunction with A&M Commerce.
That is correct. We've partnered up with the Texas A&M University Commerce Department of Marketing and Business Analytics. We've created a new product for small businesses. It's great for small businesses, actually. A lot of small businesses do not have the opportunity to send either their management or their staff and even their owners to conferences in big cities that are often very costly. We've created a one-day training series. The first one is going to be on sales and marketing. If you're a chamber member, it's $69, and if you're not a chamber member, it's just $79. It includes lunch, but we are marketing this to a 60-mile region, 60-mile radius in our area to get small businesses involved with our area.
Mm-hmm. And is that going to be held on the A&M Commerce campus or in Greenville?
It's actually going to be held at the Wesley United Methodist Church in Greenville, which is over there kind of near McDonald's in the Greenville area.
Right, down 69 as if you're going toward Lone Oak.
That's correct.
Yeah. Yeah, and so that you see this as a series of programs.
This is the first of one. We probably will do a couple a year. We'll choose topics such as customer service or other topics that may help small businesses succeed.
Now, this might be for people who are already in business, or it might be for people who are hoping to start a new business.
It could be either or. Sales and marketing is a very good topic to cover. Many businesses go into businesses without really knowing much about how to market themselves and how to sell well. And so we're going to foster that with this series.
And did you say, you may have said this and I may have missed it, but the A&M Commerce College of Business is involved in this?
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
and students that, I guess, faculty and students.
Faculty and students.
Be contributing.
Yes, we've all collectively made this a single product. Yes.
Okay, good. This is coming up Friday, February 24th at Wesley United Methodist. And did you say what time?
8 a.m. to 3 p.m. And you can sign up on our website to be part of this, but you can also call the Greenville Chamber at 903-455-1510 on either Hunt County Days or the Business Training Series.
Okay, great. Byron, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again. Byron Taylor with the Greenville Chamber of Commerce, and you're starting today with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETO.